What kinds of painting and drawing do children often enjoy? Children inherently enjoy creativity, and painting and drawing are two of the most common ways of manifesting this. Finger painting is a very common form of artistic expression amongst children. As well as expressing their artistic impulses, children also enjoy the tactile experience of using their fingers to create colourful pictures and generally creating a mess. Drawing illustrations using pencils and crayons is a similar practice that children enjoy. The simplicity of crayons allows for easy use, and children can experiment with different line techniques and blending colours. Finally, it is not uncommon for children to create rudimentary comics and cartoons. This enables children not only to express themselves artistically, but also through their words and developing sense of humour. Should children learn to draw and paint at school? Offering art education to children at school, such as drawing and painting, offers numerous benefits beyond inspiring creativity and self-expression. Teaching children how to engage in visual arts enhances cognitive development by improving fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination. Moreover, it provides a valuable outlet for personal expression and can boost self-esteem. Additionally, exposure to different art forms and cultural perspectives through school can broaden a children's horizons and promote cultural awareness. Overall, art education nurtures well-rounded individuals who are better equipped to understand, appreciate, and engage with the world around them, making it a vital component of any school's curriculum. What can young people learn from looking at works of art? Young people can gain a variety of valuable insights from looking at works of art. Firstly, they develop observational skills by closely examining details, colours, and forms. In this way, viewing art encourages critical thinking as the audience is invited to interpret the artist's intentions and message. If they are a creative themselves, then young people can learn techniques to use in their own artistic output by studying the works of the old masters. By viewing works of art, young people can also gain historical knowledge, both in regards to artistic movements and also the material historical context in which these works were created. How does architectural style affect people's lives? All people require shelter as a basic need to live. This in mind, the architectural style of buildings has a significant impact on people's lives. From a historical perspective, architecture tends to reflect the cultural values and history of an individual city or nation, which better connects them to their heritage and community. People can also receive a sense of well-being from living in a building which they find to be aesthetically pleasing. More practically, architectural design influences functionality and comfort. Well-designed buildings and interiors can enhance day-to-day life by optimizing spatial layouts, natural light, and ventilation. Ultimately, the style of a building affects people's lives on a number of levels. Is it important for people to choose the art and decorations in their home? In order for people to feel fully at ease in their living environments, it is important for them to have control over their home decor. Personalized art and decor allow individuals to express their unique tastes and personalities, creating a space which feels like a reflection of themselves. The choice of art and decoration can also influence mood and emotions, with soothing colours and meaningful artwork contributing to a sense of comfort and relaxation. Furthermore, a well-decorated home can help build a positive atmosphere for family and guests, making it a welcoming and enjoyable place to live and socialise. Do you think the objects we use in our daily lives should be beautifully designed? Ideally, the objects that we most often use in our day-to-day lives should be designed to afford us some degree of pleasure and satisfaction. An individual naturally receives some sense of fulfillment from his favourite tools when he considers them to be beautiful. Beautifully designed objects should not only be aesthetically attractive, but also functionally reliable. A truly thoughtful design philosophy considers sustainability, ensuring that objects are both durable and environmentally friendly. This not only saves money, guaranteeing that one can rely on the same tools for years to come, but also reduces waste and promotes sustainability.